Time for Pahuska's Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Huskies head football coach Joe Sindelar. Pahuska falling to Hominy on the road last week. And Coach Sindelar, I know not the outcome you wanted, but Hominy, a pretty good football club.
Hominy's really a really good football club. They were they're very physical, and they played very physical, and of course they've got, you know, great coaching staff and good players and some experience, and so I think you know there was they played a good game unquestionably, and we were disappointed in our performance as we went back and looked at our film. We didn't really give ourselves a chance to compete. And those things are a little bit frustrating, but once again, every time you get an opportunity with our team to go compete, and then you can break down and film some films and see where we're breaking down, it does give us an opportunity to get better. And I think Hominy gave us a really, really good film to be able to look down and see some weaknesses. And so we've been kind of just, you know, that's what we've been working on this week, is trying to get ourselves fixed and move forward into the district play.
Pahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar with us on the Huskies Coach's Corner. Pahuska hosting Caney Valley on Friday night. And what did you see when you reviewed that Hominy game, Phil? What are you guys going to work on this week?
Well, I think we've heard this term a lot when you listen to college coaches talk or NFL coaches talk. A lot of time they say it's all about execution and kind of clearly defining what execution is sometimes kind of goes a little bit under the radar. But since we've had so many position changes during the course of this year, we've had some running backs turn into linemen, and then we've moved some people around. And what happens when you're doing that? You end up with some pretty good players, but they're very, very inexperienced within themselves. And so you go back and you look at film. And when I look at film, what I do is I look to find exactly why plays fail. And a lot of times what happens is we'll have a line blocking scheme that was not executed correctly, and it allows somebody to leak into your backfield and blow up the play, or you might have a quarterback that doesn't make the right drops, or receivers that don't quite run the right route or get the right reads. And those are the things that are clearly defined as execution. And as I went through the film, and I went through the film with my team this week and kind of laid it out there, and I think what they can see is once they learn exactly what we're trying to do, it becomes a matter of executing the right scheme and the right fundamental at the right time at the point of attack. They've got an opportunity to be a really, really good team. So those, as I've known all year long, it's not so much it's not the ability of the kids. They have the ability, but it's just the lack of experience and the execution of what we're trying to do. And I think the more, you know, every week, as I say, you get a good film from a Friday night football game, and where you can kind of see exactly what you have to accomplish, I think that we make great gains. So I believe this week, I think we will make great gains again. And I think in that area of execution has been our weaknesses, and we're trying to get that corrected this week.
Talking with Pahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar here on Pahuska's Coach's Corner. I mentioned Pahuska fell to Hominy last week. The Huskies hosting Caney Valley. Caney Valley 0-3 so far on the year. You guys obviously 0-3, so something's got to give. Someone's going to pick up their first victory of the 2015 season. Have you guys talked about capitalizing on an opportunity to get your first win this week?
Yeah, I think we're looking forward. We're looking forward to the game this week. And once again, we kind of handle ourselves like, you know, we've been beating ourselves, and so we've got a lot to fix within ourselves. And I think if we go out and play well against Caney this weekend, and like I'm saying, and execute, I think we can come up with, you know, I think we can come up. The game will take care of itself. So we're looking forward to play not only to try to get a win this week, but to be able to put ourselves in a position where we kind of start making some gains that show up on the field on Friday night.
Not only that, but the start of district play for you all, and I know 0-3, not how you wanted to end non-district, but kind of a new season almost for the Huskies and your team.
Well, and I appreciate you saying that, because that's exactly the approach we took. Was those first three games, nobody likes to lose the first three games ever, but once again, it is kind of nice to be able to start with a clean slate where everybody in the district play is 0-0, and so we got an opportunity to get into district play, and that's, the preseason doesn't settle your playoff positioning. It's what you do through your district play. So yeah, it becomes there's an increased magnitude of district games week by week to be able to try to qualify for playoffs and basically slot into the playoff that you're trying to get to.
Bahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar, Huskies hosting Caney Valley, 7:30 kickoff right here on Sports Talk 1500 AM KPGM. Coach Sindelar, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you.